Yo, 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 welcome to CDM's Midday Podcast with Chris Cotton, Derek Gaines.
Like that? Is that really how you want to crank it?
That's how always. I started off like that.
He holds the show.
I said it like, yo, you know we're recording right now. Yo,
why?
Yo,
why? Yo, can
why?
We say yo, yo, yo?
Can
God
I say
damn.
Yo, yo, yo? Right now, Chris, he's chiming in. He couldn't be here because he got the fever or some nigga virus or whatever it is.
You too fat to have a fever.
He got the chicken flu. The fried chicken flu.
The fried chicken flu.
Oh, man. What's up, Chris? Tell us, where you broadcasting from?
Right now I'm in Philadelphia at my dad's house.
You got a dad.
I understand that.
Look at that.
You got a dad and you got laundry.
Look at that. Your dad is letting you. Your dad got a house. He's not in prison. It went sour.
Yeah. He loves me too. I don't know if he can do it, but I just want to rub it in with dad. He loves me.
He has to love you because no one else will.
So how's the time been going over there in New York? What's going on?
Right now, we're at some festival in Washington Square Park.
Well, white people are having fun with black music.
Yeah. Dude, I think they're like, oh, it says so much about their culture. It's like, no, it's just niggas drumming in the park. That's it. There's nothing about our culture.
Is it good street entertainment or is it kind of shitty?
Well, so far, what do you think? Because you play the Congos or the Bongos there? What the hell is
Cougars, it called? They keeping the white people entertained. They over there crowded around them. They dancing and doing all the cultural stuff that white people are trying to understand. It's funny.
All right. Chris, you had a topic to talk about. We was getting into it, but now we got to redo it in here.
Dude, bring it up.
Yeah?
Do the topic.
The topic.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. No, I was thinking about this. Look, I love boxing, but I just don't give a fuck about it anymore. I used to love it back when the heavyweights were good, but now there's no good heavyweight boxers. I mean, Mayweather is good. It's like you just don't care.
Not a heavyweight.
Remember, it's
lightweight.
It's like
featherweight.
It's no crazy
middleweight.
Out of control heavyweights.
Like Mike Tyson? Yeah, there ain't no Mike Tyson left.
I mean, even before Tyson, there was always somebody out there, like, just talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like no, now everybody's too conservative. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. The promoters are even nice people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see that. I want to see scumbags talking about how they're going to beat somebody's kids.
But that's why they have like MMA and UFC and stuff
but
like that.
They don't even talk. They don't really talk shit like that though.
What, the MMA and all that?
Nah, they got, you know, there's always some backstory that came from the bottom and now they fight with no gloves on. That's
he
just
came from the bottom. Used to fight rats and chickens.
I think the MMA is too fucking real. It's too much for me. I can't handle it. I think somebody's literally gonna die every match. I can't handle that much. Like they're like doing moves and like people getting in like
arm bars and
you know what I always tell you, tell people with UFC and MMA fighting is it's that fighting that you used to roughhousing with your cousin. That's it. Like you just do the most annoying move, but the shit works. You put him in like an arm bar and some bitch ass shit like that.
Leg
until he starts screaming and calling for his aunt and shit like that. But now you men get paid to do it.
It's creepy, man. It's too much, man. And then all of them look weird.
I just don't like the fact they ain't got gloves. They got like half gloves with the fingers out.
Yeah, that creeps me out too.
I don't like the fact that they like too naked. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see men fighting fucking Speedos.
It's like
they ain't got no shoes on.
Nothing. It's not like wrestling when they got boots and shit on.
They got gimmicks and capes.
That fake, nobody's really getting hurt.
And the Asians are dominating.
It's an accident. And then you just made the Hall of Fame of UFC if you take out three people with neck shots. You know? Like, there you just.
Have you ever really watched a UFC fight, like, from the beginning? You know how long it takes them to fight? They dance for like fucking 4 minutes. They just sit around.
But then when they start fighting like the new Silva put people out. Like it's just not a knockout.
You need to fight, man. Because the second they step into it, somebody's gonna die. It's like it's not.
I've never seen so much bloodshed before in my life. Like people be losing blood.
Man, boxing saves people's lives. Like it did. It saved people's lives. All the backstories for boxing is like, we found him on the streets. He was raised in Brooklyn, on the streets, in a train. I mean, but that's it. But no one, what's the backstory for MMA? He went to college. He actually majored in graphic design. It's like, no, no one gives a fuck.
He was a champ for 3 years, and he realized
fights
is what he wanted to do.
Yeah. Like, you know what it is? It's imported. That's why now I realize it. Because MMA and the UFC was all the stuff they used to do over in Japan. And then they just, like, outsourced it and brought it in here. And now it's just like, all right, go back to the boxing.
All MMA is a shitty, like, version of Muay Thai fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Muay Thai, yeah, like,
Like, see, they still put the, it's that boxing chess match feel to it. Like,
ain't no chess match.
That's not even Chinese. That's Connect Four. That's a Connect Four.
Dang. Motherfucker, that's boggle. That's just you pressing this, the thing down and hoping you come up with something good. That's all it is.
It's so shitty, man.
Like, you used to have a fight.
Never seen that before. They beat the shit. All they can do is punches and kicks, right? And there's still rules involved with all the kicking. They will break a fucking tree when they kick, and they like 120 pounds.
Man, have you ever seen real fighting? I mean, like Jamaicans fighting Russians in high school. That's real fighting. Remember that?
No, we ain't no Jamaicans in my school. I was involved in all the fights.
That was one Jamaican.
What? We had like 42 Jamaicans and 3 Russians, and they used to go to war every day.
Why?
King? Because they were immigrants.
Hilarious.
Jamaicans and Russians,
that don't even sound. That sounds.
Yo, but they were both on a soccer team, and they always had beef. Like, they didn't play, like, American football, but they played the other football, which no one gave a fuck about. And they're like, I'm better than you. I don't know how you say I'm better than you in Russian or Jamaican, but I'm pretty sure that's what they used to say.
Sports itself is just going down the shit. Basketball is done. No one gives a fuck they're going on strike. That's the sad part about it.
Because it's like two good teams. Like, all the teams are good, but there's like two teams that consistently win, where it's just like, alright, I don't give a fuck no more. Like, before, people used to have a favorite team and stick by it. Now they just go with their people who are winning.
Sixers are horrible.
They've been horrible.
Sixers have been horrible a little while, dude.
I used to...
Why would they put you down like he was the next coming?
That's like scary.
He's a good role player. He's a good role player at best.
Who?
Iguodala. I can't even say his
name. I don't even respect him. I seen him walking out of McDonald's like 4 months ago. You can't be. Yo, I don't respect you when you're eating an Angus Deluxe. Soon as I was seeing him walking on McDonald's, I was like, I was going to ask him for an autograph. Now this motherfucker. No. When we get famous, no McDonald's.
No, I don't eat McDonald's now.
But yo, Sixers game, you know the Sixers went down once they started just giving up. You can get seats for like $10 last minute.
But everybody was playing for the Sixers at one point.
Yeah,
when I was going to the Laugh House, that was cats used to go to the Laugh House. It was just customers. Like, yo, I'm auditioning for the Sixers.
Auditioning? Fuck you.
Be a cheerleader or a ball player? Yo, one of the ball players.
I'm going to be starting.
You going to try out? I'm going to try out tomorrow. Nigga.
Nigga.
You
still there, Chris?
You sell oils. Really?
I remember, all right, so Erin McKean is, well, we're no longer good friends because I haven't spoke to her in like a long time.
Erin McKean.
But Erin McKean is her uncle, and he just carried himself like a nobody. He would just like show up to family barbecues all fucking gritty and grungy.
Every season it got further.
That's the coming to America.
But
he
had the sharpest shape up I've ever seen.
Yo, you so right.
That's hilarious.
Now the sucker of the team guy, his barber just took it out on him to start taking this shit back.
Yeah, Erin McKean's hairline and his acne. Erin McKean's acne.
You can't be. How much money do you think he made? I think he made close to $1 million.
He always had to sit on his nose every game.
He was the proactive. Like, Diddy shouldn't have been fucking doing commercials for Proactive. Erin McKean should have just been slapping on his face during the halftime and timeouts. Like, yo, you're bumping up again.
We gotta debump this nigga.
Yo, and let me tell you, you know what's even worse? Right, so you know, like the audience out there know I was in foster care and stuff like that, so I had to attend like certain like programs and stuff. But the Sixers used to sponsor us and give us like free tickets. And the games was horrible because they were just social events. We used to just go just because to eat some hot dogs and talk shit. We didn't even know there was a game going on.
And why should you? There was not a game.
And we had box seats. You know, there's no foundation giving out no fucking box seats.
They gave you a box seat?
They gave us box seats. They don't even... Tickets for Disney on Ice and box seats cost more than 60 tickets
yeah,
now.
That's
you want to hear...
I remember I went to a Sixers game. What did you say, Chris?
Hey, I got a true story for y'all back in the day. This is when my pop, he used to love like all Philly sports. He was a Philly sports enthusiast. He was like a crazy Philly fan, right? And this is back in the 90s when Prism was out. I don't remember this.
You said prism or prism?
Prism. Prism.
Oh, like
remember
the cable.
Prism, like movie channel Prism. I remember that.
Before HBO.
It was a shitty version of Cinemax.
Yeah. Okay.
Except all they played on it was sports, was Philadelphia sports, and just really bad old movies. Like Howard the Duck came on a lot.
Howard the Duck.
That's it. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? So one day we were sitting there watching a Sixers game on Prism, and in the middle of the game, it was like third quarter. My dad got up. We were eating pizza too because it was like a good night. It was like Friday, eating pizza.
Shut up. We know you got a dad, nigga. Like,
I'm sorry. I
stop illustrating it. He put his hand on my shoulder and he looked at me in my eyes and said, son, I will always love you.
He literally got up, middle of the third quarter, walked to the phone, called Comcast, and told him to give her a present. Because he hated the Sixers. And he's never talked to me. He's never liked Philly sports since.
Yo!
That's funny. Sixers are so bad, your dad canceled the cable.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's how bad they were. And then AI came along, he gave us some hope, but then he took that away. He took it away. So
what about your story? Everybody got a shitty Sixers story.
I remember I was in sixth grade, and the school took us to, because we was all good. We had good attendance and good grades. They took us to a Sixers game, mm-hmm. and we got to meet all the players except AI. We met Tim Thomas and fucking.
You met everyone who wasn't important.
Yeah, I met Tim Thomas and I met World Be Free, my dude. Like after he was playing, like I met World Be Free. He had a mock neck on. It was bad. I was like,
yo, NBA players on their off day dress the worst.
He had a mock neck on with his nut ass gold chain.
Fucking.
They gave us a notebook made out of basketball, right? And I kept it. So, and the thing was, like, I got autographs, like, I was really doing shit. My mom was all proud. She baked me a cake when I got home because I was doing good in school. It was weird. It was like, the Sixers have always pretty much sucked.
I got one. This is not a bad thing, too, but it shows how much nobody gave a fuck about the Sixers.
Remember? Yo, remember when sports players used to come to your school?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, today we have a member from the 76ers. First of all, no one says member, so you know that nigga wasn't starting. Soon as you say member, you'd be like, oh, it was probably like the town boy. And you get it? I forgot who it was, but he came to King and he was in the gym. And like people, I never seen so many people just hang out in the hallway. Like, they went and they were just like, oh, I don't know that nigga. And they...
Was he black or white?
He was black.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sean Bradley.
Sean Bradley, like, he all right. Sean Bradley, he's a celebrity.
Was.
Celebrity-ish.
Yo, all right, look, I think the worst moment of Dow Dawkins' life was when I was back to school shopping at Foreman Mills, right? This is like 8th grade. Going in there.
He said Dale Dawkins.
Dale Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder. He was sitting there doing autographs. No one was there. I was in the cashier and he was like, hey, do you want an autograph from Dale Dawkins? He's right in the back.
He was like, no.
Yo, who's the nigga that used to play for the Eagles? Who's the dude that used to play for the Eagles? Something trot. I saw him at the Cherry Hill Mall with a linen short set on one year. I was like, really, my dude? You gotta be at training camp. You shouldn't be here right now.
Oh, they stink. They just suck. And it's sad. Maybe that's where comedy's gonna put us at. Like, we'll go from being just the comic, to like, oh, he was funny, to, hey, I seen such and such, he was buying some halal in Times Square.
I was at the falafel shop.
Oh, yeah, the falafel shop.
Yo, he asked me for an extra 50 cents. Yo, he was like, I was like, yo, ain't you such and such? He was like, yeah, you got 50 cents I can borrow? Yo, my family used to get, my mom is still the biggest Sixers fan. Like, so you remember I told you I used to have to wear nut ass velour, but my mom used to wear every Sixers game. I need a picture of this so I can post it on Facebook. She would wear a black Reebok velour with a Reebok AI jersey and the AIs, the questions.
Oh my
Not
God.
The answers, but the questions.
Oh my God.
And my mom thought she was the shit. She like a B-boy. She like a shitty B-boy. All she needed was a gold rope necklace.
His first sneakers, right?
Yeah, the questions.
They made your foot look really fat. That's why I couldn't buy them.
I don't know. I felt like the questions were trying to copy off the Jordans. They were like, they got the look off the Jordans. But the answers, nigga, the black and gold answers,
I remember black and gold.
Were the shit. I remember when my dad was in my life briefly, I was like, can I get those? And he was like, no.
I thought it was gonna be some light at the end of this.
No, fuck no. He said no, and then he bought my cousin them.
Oh, that's fucked.
He bought my cousin them because he said, I forgot what he said, but apparently I couldn't get them. So that story ends off sadly, but whatever. Them shits, though. I still want those. I want those autographed by AI. I think I can probably just go to like Allentown and meet him at a IHOP and get him this. Yeah, him was like, yo, you mind paying for dinner if I would sign this?
AI at IHOP, that's funny.
AI used to hang out at City Line Avenue at Fridays every fucking Saturday. Don't act like you never seen him, Chris.
Friday used to be like to go to Fridays on South Street. Remember the one that used to be right around the corner from the last house right there on
2nd
and Lombard?
Yo, that was a Fridays?
Yeah, it was a Fridays. TD Bank there
in a Wawa. Oh wow, I didn't know that. Yo, he used to be there. He used to be there with his wife.
Yeah, being a douchebag. They said he used to come to him trying to get autographs. He's like, fuck out of here.
What? Trying to get money. That nigga was the only dude I knew who wore fur all year round. Hey, I have fur. You
yeah,
knew.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, fur.
He used to show up with fur to the practice.
I'm like, nigga, we know. We know you starting. We know.
The nigga used to wear fur to practice. To practice. He used to wear the fur to practice.
Oh, man.
And then not practice. He would sit.
I like your hair.
You're working in boots.
You're nice.
Too, babe.
You want to be on our podcast?
You be a special guest.
You want to be a special guest as a podcast? Yeah.
How does
she look? Don't worry. She's coming up. Huh? Oh, we're comedians, and it's we just got a weekly podcast.
Cool.
What's your name?
Nakora.
Nakora.
I like that name. Is it African? What is it?
Yeah, my mom's from Mali.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. You're
okay,
a fashion week, or you're a president of New York?
Here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are you a college student?
I go to the Ailey School.
Okay.
The Alvin Ailey. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You
we had it.
More than
we had it.
Dance when you going to Alvin Ailey. Christ Jesus. Man.
Yeah.
Let me illustrate this for the audience out there. You're about 5'4".
Well, yeah, I'm 5'4".
The boots give you
5'5". Nice. Well, she has straight teeth. Straight.
Very
look
nice
at them.
Yeah,
very nice teeth.
Thank you.
Straight
good
teeth.
Illustration.
If I can say this, I don't know, because I think she's cute. But the lady from Half and Half, Mona. The one that has the hair, and she was on Half Baked, and she's Dave Chappelle's girlfriend. You remind me of her.
Okay. So, yeah, I can see. Yeah,
she's
yeah,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
gorgeous.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yo. What's up? Is she like a lighter version or a darker version?
Light version.
She's same complexion, I believe.
No,
around the same complexion.
Tiny bit lighter. It's good though. Works. Really
no
works.
Has the nice hair going on. Is it natural or do you
That's
twist
her.
It up?
Natural.
Yes. All right. Yes. All right.
But
she's eating halal food. Which car did you get it from?
Did you watch Law & Order SVU?
4th Street. You didn't get it from the one in front of Chase?
No, No.
You need to go in front. I think this is the one from Chase.
The one from Chase was good until homie went to college. The dude that was there before he went to school and made some of himself.
You can't go to
chicken perfectly.
You can't go to college if you work in the cart. Like, cut this chicken.
No, the dude, he left. He's like, you don't go to school. But he used to cut the chicken perfectly on the flatbread sandwich.
See, I have lamb.
Okay.
Lamb. You don't like chicken?
I chicken? Do. I wish I got the chicken now.
You can get the combination. It's like $6.
The combo plate does go in a little bit.
Yeah, the combo is pretty good. They put vegetables in it. They put the little bag salad.
Yeah, bag salads.
The one that the guy, he chops up stuff. He chops up, like, tomatoes and stuff. Yeah.
The sandwiches.
Like, legit salad.
I ate all the tomatoes, but there was tomatoes.
Okay. Chris feels left out.
Yeah, because Chris doesn't eat tomatoes. He doesn't even eat vegetables.
And he's big. I don't get it. How do you have a list of shit you don't eat and you're that big?
Yeah, we can hear you, Chris.
You're like Kirby. You're thank you. Have a good one. All right.
Oh my God, Chris, why are you the butt of all these jokes?
We love you, Chris.
I love you, Chris. Chris,
love you. She, hands down, my girl don't care. She was gorgeous. What did you think? Hands down.
She was very, very cute.
She was. I like the teeth.
Her teeth you were don't retarded. Give it, though.
Like, what level are you? What's your scale?
I'm
I need sure, to know your
I'm
scale.
I'm the baddest girl in
no,
the goddamn world.
Your
right
thing
now.
Is you
I'm
can't compare. You can't compare you girls to other girls.
Girl,
you can't
in the
do
world.
That.
Yes, you can.
Because then that means everybody is going off of one template. You just gotta let the beauty unfold naturally.
Nigga, like, did you ever say template?
Yeah, you can't. Look at this. I do. Look at this. You look at
she
him.
Was no, she was bad. She
when
was like
I
a cot. No,
her.
Listen, she was like a cot, like a different world cute, like Cosby.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look, she had long.
Her face was buried in her hair.
But that's you gotta find the beauty in that. She had a lot of hair.
No, you don't
she
have to find
the
beauty. You have to weed through the hair to find it.
See, man.
But
you
she
gotta
was cute.
Let it unfold
she
on
was
its own,
cute.
Man.
She was very cute. She was an 8 tops because her teeth were gorgeous.
She was 9.
Teeth was gorgeous.
She was a 9.
8. 8.1.
Give those numbers.
8.1, dude. Leave me alone.
Look at this. To
her body was
there,
right.
I'm not going to use the number scale. She, if you like Mona, if you thought Mona was attractive, which I thought Mona was attractive.
Mona was attractive. She still is attractive.
She was the smaller version of Mona.
Well, her. She was cute.
Yeah.
She was eating right, she was walking, she was laughing, Kevin.
She had nice boots on, she had nice little caramel thighs.
Hey, yeah, she but had I don't know about, but she that's a loose. Gorgeous? Halle Berry is gorgeous.
No, she not. She's just a light-skinned chick. You know what's fucking gorgeous? Zoe Saldana.
Zoe Saldana is gorgeously skinny. She'd be gorgeous if she was maybe 20 pounds heavier, dude.
Zoe's out.
I saw her spine on Colombiana, dude. Her spine was a co-star on Colombiana.
That's fucked
up. Her spine. I could count the discs.
Look at this. Stop hating on Slim.
She was sickly. It was too thick.
I appreciate it. Zoe's out.
I saw her clavicle bones.
Zoe's up.
You can't be an assassin when you have very protruding collarbones. That's not good.
Zoe, if you're listening, which you probably are, because, you know, we made it.
Zoe, you're bad. You are
you're
gorgeous,
bad.
But just 10 pounds.
You was on the cover of Women's Health looking right.
I liked you when you was on that dance movie, when you was smoking cigarettes and didn't give a fuck. That's when I liked you, because you was thicker than Drumline.
That was Drumline?
No, that was one movie, and then she had Drumline. You was perfect in Drumline. Your body was amazing in Drumline. Yeah.
She was in Save the Last Dance?
It was a dance movie. Center Stage. What's called Center Stage?
No, it was Honey. It was
she
Honey.
Was not in Honey.
Yes,
Jessica
it was.
Jessica Alba was in Honey.
It was Jessica Alba, but Zoe Saldana played her friend. I promise. No, that wasn't
that
Zoe
was Joy, Joy.
That was the chick from Get Rich Without
Trying.
Trying
with the tape when she had the titty out. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Joy Reid, Joy somebody.
She can get it too. I remember.
She's kind of bad.
She can get it.
She her best role though was when she said Spider-Man and Spider-Man. What was
how
that,
was
number
that
two?
Her best role?
Get him, Spidey.
Only my favorite common is they all suck. Can we please stop talking about Harley Quinn? She's horrible. She's not a great actor. She's subpar. She's okay.
Why do you think everybody sucks?
Kristen,
everybody's terrible.
Chris, you know what? I hope you have a daughter. I hope you have two daughters.
Why?
Just so you can change the way you think.
No, it's not. I'm being honest here. I mean, let's be honest.
Monroe was giving her too much, but she was a cutie pie. The girl, Nicole, that just drove.
If my girl was here, my girl would be like, she was bad.
But now I bring up Zoe, and I am not, I don't think she's that cute. I think she's overrated. She's Hollywood sexy, which means she's just skinny as fuck.
She's skinny as fuck. She is skinny as fuck, dude. Yes.
Not me. Not me.
Dude, I saw her spine twice. Her spine was in the movie.
You want to go to Wawa, maybe get her some shorties? There you go. If you get her some food, I'm telling you, she's bad. You just hating, Chris. That's it. I think she's dope, but she's too skinny.
I'm going to go see Columbiana tomorrow.
Columbiana was good.
With your dad, you going to go see it with your father?
I do approve of Columbiana. Go see that movie. It wasn't too bad.
You and your dad going to go watch movies?
Did y'all see the help?
Derek seen it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I saw the help.
Help was the
shit, dude.
Me and my girl was supposed to go see it.
I didn't want to punch white people. I wanted to punch white ladies in the face.
Yeah, me too. I really wanted to smack a couple white ladies.
I heard she made it. I heard somebody, so that one of the housemaids made somebody eat shit.
That was a good part.
Yeah. Good.
She put in a pie. She put in a chocolate pie.
Really?
And eat my shit. It was good. The way she said it was good and all black and powerful. Eat my shit. It was good.
Exactly. The only time, hold up, was my homie, what's her name? Oh, fuck. The chick that's in everything. The black chick that talked like this?
Loretta Devine?
Loretta Devine, was she in it?
No, she wasn't.
Then it ain't a good movie about black people if Loretta Devine ain't in it.
The girl Octavia from Halfway There. The fat black girl. Do you know that show that was on Comedy Central? They was in the Halfway House.
Really?
Yeah, she's but she plays better. She's better dramatic actor than she is funny. I think she did way, like, somebody get an Oscar. I think the main black, the Antoine Fisher mom is going to get the Oscar.
You know what? Every black movie is going to get an Oscar when a black person has to be a slave again. Or they have to.
That's white guilt.
Yeah.
That's another example of white guilt.
Yeah. Anytime a black person is like, well, this is the role he was born to play. What, a slave? Some motherfucker was born to be Frederick Douglass?
Like Denzel, One for Glory,
yeah.
When he was the soldier,
yep.
And he had whips this on his back. Oh,
this was the role he was born. He was destined. For years, we were looking for someone to play a role like this. Like, shut up.
Denzel, I've seen Denzel He got an Oscar
for Glory, and he got an Oscar for Training Day.
No, he got one Oscar.
He got two Oscars. Denzel won twice. Denzel's already been an Oscar winner. He won for Glory.
But Glory came out way before.
Yeah, but he still got the Oscar for that shit. He got that Oscar.
I'll check up on it.
He got two Oscars.
I hate that.
He was trying to beat Sidney Poitier, but he didn't, because I think Sidney got three.
Or two or something.
Sidney Poitier is the shit. Fucking Let's Do It Again and all them. Have you really watched those movies?
I got to watch Let's Do It Again.
I'm going to be honest with you, man.
No, I saw Let's Do It Again, but it's vague. It's very vague.
Yo, Bill Cosby goes in. He's funny. He's funny and he's raw.
Bill Cosby is a good fucking actor.
I never gave him a chance. Nigga, when
Shout
I was
out.
Introduced to Bill Cosby, it was around Ghost Dad.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah. Ghost Dad.
Don't you ever hate on Ghost Dad.
Ghost Dad was the shit.
Nigga, you died. You died and you want to discipline your kids. That's a good father. That's a good father. He died, and he still wanted to be there for his kids.
Ghost Dad was shit. Remember he wrapped himself in bandages and walked out the hospital? I thought that was pretty hot.
Remember he reached through the phone and choked the boyfriend?
Yeah. I got to go watch Ghost Dad again. Shout out to Bill Cosby for Ghost Dad and Molding Comedy.
I heard Bill Cosby still sells out. Still sells out.
All white people.
All white people.
Old white people love him.
Oh, and black people, too.
Everybody love Bill, man. You can't hate Bill.
There ain't no comedy show. Somebody just took a spill off a skateboard, I believe.
Yo,
what?
I don't know. It was something. I'm about to say, I forgot.
What was that? What are you doing?
Jerking off, probably.
I'm jerking off on the podcast, Chris. Damn.
Yo, I'm addicted to Storage Wars. Anybody ever watch this shit?
Storage Wars, no. We got, I don't have a TV, but I'm pretty sure that's not what I watch.
Yeah.
Reno 911
is hilarious.
That show goes the fuck. Shout out to Dick Gregory for making a cameo. Yeah, yeah. He made an appearance on that shit. He played also a alleged blind homeless dude who was, had his pants down. And when the two cops walked over to him, they was like, yeah, we got a call. Y'all pull your pants up. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. My pants down. I apologize. Pulled him up, and they went to walk away. His pants fell back down. And he was like, watch out for that poop. And they looked at him like, they looked at the poop, and then they looked at him. And I was like, all right, come with me.
Come on, Reno
911. Reno is hilarious. Nigga, this is my second time watching it from season one.
Reno
goes, and shout out to the writers of Reno and the actors and the actresses.
Cedric Yarbrough is fucking hilarious.
He is hilarious, bro.
And shout out to Cedric for being Tom Dubois and Stink Meaner on Boondocks.
He's talented.
Yeah, he's great.
That's why it's funny. And shout out, we can't leave out Niecy Nash. She fucking.
Niecy Nash, shout out
Niecy
to her
Nash
ass.
And the trick that played Trudy. Oh, they are, Trudy is hilarious.
Yeah. I like everybody. I like the whole
cast. It's a great cast, but you know now that the cast kind of switched. So the chick with the dark hair and the blonde, they're no longer on there. They replaced them in Officer Garcia. He's not on there anymore. They replaced them with some big heavyset dude. He's still kind of funny. I got to figure out what else he was on, but he's funny.
I watch it all the time. Reno's good. It's funny, though.
Reno's good.
Yeah. It still goes in.
Yeah, they made it more sketchy, though. They made it more like a
but
show.
Think about the shows that tried to copy off of Reno when Reno came out. Intervention, that other show, whatever the show you just mentioned.
Yeah.
They copied that off of Reno. A lot of shows, they didn't go anywhere. A lot of shows tried to, like, steal Reno's style. Even Trailer Park Boys. Trailer Park Boys is a good show. It's a Canadian show. It's funny. That's funny. They made this movie called, it's a Canadian movie called Hobo with a Shotgun. You have to watch Hobo with a Shotgun. It's the most gruesome, funniest movie you'll ever fucking watch.
I had a question. Is it about a hobo with a shotgun?
Yeah, that's why it's so specific. The hobo, he's one of the what's it called? The Bagavons or whatever they call it, the people that jump on the train and they like travel town to town.
The one that Pee Wee Herman was stuck with on Pee Wee's Big Adventure and they sang a song over and over again.
Yeah. He's one of the hobo's one of those. He comes back to his hometown. I mean, if you're homeless, you don't have a hometown. You can go wherever the fuck you want. Don't come back home. You're not missed.
Oh, no.
But
he comes back
to his hometown. The city is corrupted.
He's homeless.
With drug dealers and the mayor, he's corrupted too. He has two nephews that just like go around killing people.
It sounds like a Walking Tall, but not Walking Tall.
It is. It's basically Walking Tall, and the hobo, he realized, so he gets beat up and they carve something in his chest, and then he falls in love with like this hooker or whatever, and they feel like they gotta change the city and get it back on its feet.
Hilarious.
And he finds
so
goes,
the hooker and the hobo come up with this shit?
Yep.
Monroe, so, what do you do during the day?
Nothing. He cry. Look, I'm going to finish explaining it.
Did you just say cry?
His dream is to own a lawnmower and start his own landscaping business.
Shut up.
Listen. So, he goes to a pawn shop for money that he begged for. For money that he raised for begging. And somebody breaks into the store, and their life is on the line. And instead of buying the lawnmower, he buys the shotgun, and he goes shooting people. Mind you, this nigga only bought like a box of rounds, which if I'm not mistaken, is only like 25 shots. And he shoots everybody, nigga. He shoots everybody. He shoots the police. He shoots the bad guys. He shoots because the police are the bad guys in this story too.
Oh, they're on the payroll?
Yeah, they're on the payroll, and he gets a lot of press for it. He ends up dying at the end because they end up shooting him, and he ends up shooting a couple people. And the hooker gets her head cut off, and they sew it back. to save her life, they rush her to the hospital, and they sew her head back on.
They can't, can they?
No.
That can't even happen.
No. Yeah. Well, it's almost off. Like, they sewed, they cut, saw, like, like a good portion of it, and the hobo takes her to the hospital, like, save her life. And he holds the shotgun to the doctor, and he's like, save her life. What doctor can perform at gunpoint? That's a couple name? Things you can do.
What's his name, dude?
John Q.
Yeah, John Q.
Denzel, shout out, trying to save your little son.
Yeah,
trying
and his whole heart. Did they show the actual heart operation?
I'm making a doctor do what the fuck they supposed.
And
doctors,
it wasn't me, or was Denzel's son in the movie look like fucking Gerald Kelly's son?
Yo, Isaiah Kelly. I know. I was like, come on, Denzel. That ain't just son. Stop trying to get a random black kid on.
He had the biggest forehead, no neck. He didn't even have a neck. The funniest part in there was when Eddie Griffin broke down that the girl was from the Slap-A-Hole tribe. And the dude, remember that?
Uh-huh.
Eddie Griffin had that part in there. I thought it was pretty funny.
I don't know. And the way they had Denzel look, it was like, was he a truck dad? Was he a trucker?
He was something.
He was something. He was dressed.
He was a factory worker.
Like he was an extra and over the top. That's how he's dressed. Shout out to the makers of Over the Top for making one of the best and the only movies about arm wrestling. They have never attempted to do it again.
The worst part about that movie is when they weren't arm wrestling.
When they had on, that movie was just arm wrestling and a bunch of montages. That's all it was. It was an hour and 30 minutes of montages and arm wrestling. But how can you arm wrestle for a cause? What was his cause? His cause was like something about his son.
He wanted to get his son. See, this is why that movie, or, I mean, I don't like to bad my movies I like, but I have to because this kid is such a shitty plot. Right was his son, he was losing his son in a custody battle, right?
Uh-huh.
Because he didn't have enough money to keep his son, and he needed to own his own truck so he can truck drive for himself,
uh-huh.
So he can make enough money to get his son. But then this is the drawback. If you're a truck driver that's self-employed, that means now you have to be on the road more. So he really couldn't keep his son no matter what. Because then he can't be home. And his son is going to go truck driving with him.
That sounds like comedy. No, that really sounds like comedy.
It was a shitty reason. Because and the thing is, the one thing they did do right was it all took place at the end of the school year.
Uh-huh.
So at least he had the whole summer to hang out.
Yeah, because if your dad was missing, if you were missing school because your dad wanted to arm wrestle random truck drivers in a bar, he's not leading by example. Like, you're not going to grow up to be a functioning citizen
be a
of society. Yeah, you're just going to be another arm wrestling truck driver. First of all, who freelance truck drives?
I know.
I mean, it was, remember the dude with the huge arm? I wouldn't have fucking did anything to that guy. It was worked out.
He has the one arm.
Speaking of arm wrestling in the movies, the best arm wrestling scene was in The Fly when Jeff Goldblum broke my man's hand all the way off. That shit.
When the fuck does flies have strength? Like, when
I know,
you,
right?
What the fuck is fly like strength? Like, they were just reaching.
Yeah. It was weird. When he started turning for real, though?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
He had superhuman.
God.
He had superhuman slash fly
at,
strength.
At first, remember she gave birth to a maggot? Oh my God, remember she gave birth to that oversized maggot?
I never knew flies to be strong.
The Fly was so gross.
It was the grossest movie.
It was gross. That movie was so gross.
But what was his initial goal? He wanted to
teleport.
To teleport, and then he ended up like gene splicing with a fly.
Yeah, because the fly got caught in the teleport box with him.
That's all that happened.
He had a dirty ass lab.
Oh, oh shit.
Shout out Jeff Goldblum.
Why do you hate
for fucking
every
up Jurassic
actor?
Park 2. No, yeah.
No, Jurassic Park 3.
Jurassic Park 3, he had a leading role.
Jeff Goldblum is good. I think Jeff Goldblum was funny.
Shout out to Jeff Goldblum from now he's on Law and Order.
And he had a black daughter. And he had a black daughter that could do gymnastics on the double bars, not even bars when she was fighting the Raptors. Remember that?
Yeah,
Rudy, he thought it was black.
He had a black daughter in Jurassic Park 3. I think it was Jurassic Park 3. Yeah. He had a black daughter.
But it wasn't his daughter.
But he claimed it was his own.
It's another example of white people.
White guilt. I want this girl to grow up and learn about dinosaurs. Oh.
We're going to take her over there and let her fight raptors and shit. You knew that island was fucked up before you took her. You've been over there three times.
Remember when the T-Rex got the San Fran or something?
That's
speaking of which.
That's black guilt.
We just seen a
black dude with a whole white family holding hands. That is black guilt.
And the baby was in the middle.
The kid was in the middle. That is some sort of guilt. Like, yeah. He's with an entire family. That daughter ain't even half black.
Yeah, that's black guilt.
But we got to come to a wrap. This has been 40 minutes and 20 seconds of
fun. Talking about movies and a girl that you think is gorgeous.
Yo, she was gorgeous.
She
I wish I'd have took a picture.
Yo. You got to stop saying gorgeous when it don't mean
but
gorgeous.
I like giving girls the...
You give them a comment. She was doing what she was doing. She wasn't gorgeous. She was cute.
Look at
she
that. Was, who knows? Like, chicks, a lot of chicks in New York have low self-esteem because they know other chicks look better than them. Like, they can turn around and see a better-looking chick.
But she was bad. Her teeth were perfect, dude. I give her that. Teeth was perfect. I love her hair.
That's what we learned tonight. That was the moral of the whole podcast. Because be ugly is Zoe, you average.
Shut up. No, you're not, Zoe. You're gorgeous.
She's
average.
Zoe. Zoe Saldana. I don't know that chick, Zoe, her name was like Ukanda or some shit.
Nakora.
Nakora.
How do you even remember her name? But she gorgeous? Get the fuck out of here.
Look at that. Some of
us saw a rat. That's a rat watch.
Yeah. All right, we got to close this because I got to fucking run and beg for some spots. All right, it's been.
Oh yeah, and go see Kevin Hart's new movie.
Go see it. Support
Kev.
Support Kev. Support
and Naeem
comedy.
and Spank.
Support everyone who's funny. She's cute. What do you think?
She's cute before she saw that rat.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
Yo, does either one of y'all see the movie yet?
No,
I'm gonna try to go see
nigga,
it tonight.
We coming to a rap.
I'm gonna see it tonight.
I'm gonna try to go see it tonight.
Stop trying to prolong this, Chris.
You're not here. You're home. You're home. Okay. You're lonely.
All right, let's wrap it up.
You can follow me on Twitter at Monroe Martin III. And Facebook at Monroe Martin III. Chris.
You can catch me everywhere. CenterCityComedy.com is now up and running. You can now go on there. We're going to have the podcast set up on there. Everything you need to know about Philly comedy and other things that anybody in Center City Comedy is doing. It's a great site. Check it out. CenterCityComedy.com. Also, catch me on Twitter and Facebook.
All right, Derek.
You can catch me on Twitter, Derek One Gaines, Facebook, Derek Gaines, blah blah blah, DerekGaines, and my website is under construction, and yeah, and I'll be doing shows in a college near you soon, me and Monroe.
All right,
and Chris.
Have a good one.
Yeah.